for this little venture of yours.
Little?
Celine scoffed, her eyes narrowing.
Do you have candle wax in your ears? This is an empire.
She plopped down, lifting one paw to begin grooming her face.
I should have known you'd be jealous, she said with a sigh.
Scowling, I set the basket down on the desk with a tad more force than necessary as I shoved the few remaining packages out of the way. The items were wrapped in clear cellophane bags, which I was almost certain she'd stolen from me, each stamped with a celestial pattern and treated with a generous amount of glitter. A black sticker sealed each bag closed, embossed with a swirling silver script that read, Celine's Sensational Spells. More accurately, they were charms. But she'd really gone all in on the alliteration. She'd taken to selling the enchanted trinkets to folks around Winterspell. And while her operation was only a few months old, she already had a keen eye on expansion. Personally, I blamed Clint. My fiancé was a business consultant from Chicago. And while he'd traded his shiny Italian loafers for a pair of well-worn sneakers, and his 5-star client lunches for working out of his car, eating meals passed through a drive-thru window several nights a week, he couldn't help but get a little overzealous when it came to discussing potential business plans. Somewhere in the weeks after Christmas, Celine had gotten her claws into him, and seemingly overnight, boxes and packages started arriving in her new business's name. However, as surprised as I'd been, I originally wrote it off as a passing craze, a shiny new obsession that would fade away within a handful of weeks. So far, she'd stuck to her guns and was making my life a waking nightmare because of it. Not that she cared. Who has time to be jealous when there's a back room in need of a thorough bleaching? I growled, sniffing as I glared at the stray feathers and an unfortunate bird dropping left over from Celine's staff meeting. Rounding on the cat, I planted my fists against my hips. Don't they carry all kinds of diseases? I'm pretty sure this is how the bubonic plague got started. Celine scoffed.
Don't be paranoid, Cora. It doesn't suit you.
Work with me, cat. Otherwise, I'll put a banishment spell on this place and you'll be stuck home all day.
So you'd rather they use your living room to do their birdie business? I know you want a new couch, but personally, that's not the way I'd go about getting Clint to buy you one.
Celine stretched forward, digging her claws into the side of a cardboard box I hadn't yet gotten around to unpacking. Lily, my full-time employee, was on vacation for a few more days. And in her absence, the work was really stacking up. In a few short weeks, I'd need to start placing ads in the Winterspell Gazette to draw in a couple of part-time helpers for the upcoming summer tourist season. The rush would be significantly more than the two of us could handle alone. And Celine certainly would not deign to lend a hand. Paw. Clint spent his time ping-ponging between Bellevue and Winterspell, managing the second Wicked Wicks location we'd opened last year. Thanks to a vibrant magic community and the proximity to the University of Washington, the new location was thriving, already staffed with 3 employees, each firmly rooted in their new roles, and excellent salespersons for my brand of magical candles. The bell on the front door chimed, and I narrowed my eyes at my familiar. Behave yourself. I'm busy.
Yeah, she
muttered.
I was about to settle in for a cat nap anyway. Wake me when you have my lunch. I'm thinking tuna today. No,
relish, I shouted, throwing my hands into the air. I know, Celine. How many times have I ordered you? Yoo-hoo! A female voice called from the front of the shop. My heart jumped. I couldn't let Celine distract me from my customers. It would make her far too happy. I jabbed a finger of warning at her and turned, scurrying out to greet the new arrival. A friendly face greeted me, holding 2 paper cups with the Dragon's Gold Coffee Company logo printed on the sleeve. I thought you might need a little pick-me-up, Liana Pritchett said, offering her signature...